up? It's Angel Renee coming to you from Healing Versus Hurt Podcast. Let's talk a little bit about a little bit of something. It's been a minute. I miss you all. But I came to you today with a message regarding dependability. Okay, so let's get into it. So when I think about like being dependable, right? Being dependable, you're looking to be a dependable person, right? You know, can usually people are looking at that like, can others depend on me? Am I a dependable person? But the question you should be asking yourself is, can you depend on you? Are you dependable enough for you? We always look at the outside and worry about if others can depend on you. Can they depend on me when it comes to my word? Can it depend on me when it comes to if they need a ride or if they need time to talk on the phone about their issues? And you always look to want to be this dependable person for other people. I have found in my own life, you know what I'm saying, that I have found in my own life that there are levels to being dependable, to be dependable. Okay, so let's go back. When I think about like being dependable for yourself, it's layers to it, it's levels to it, okay? There's a lot of ways that you have found that you are dependable for you. You know, you bought your own car, you have your own place to stay, you got all that on your own, and you know, you have a job and it's reliable and supposedly, you know, and all the things, you know? So when you think about these things that you have found that you like, yeah, I can depend on myself. Of course I can depend on myself. I got myself this. I did this for myself. I got my money coming in. I'm doing this, you know. But then you may look at how you're also depending on other people, okay? So depending on other people can be tricky if you ask me, okay? So you may have people in your life that you can trust and that you can depend on. But are you being overly dependable on these persons? You got to ask yourself that. Can I be a little bit more dependable for myself? Is it really out of reach that I can actually change this up in my life so I can be a little bit more dependable for myself instead of depending on this person for this? Because we have to also, when we think about other people, we also have to think about, am I being too dependable on them? And not in a bad way where it's like, oh, I guess I'm being too dependable on them. So let me go do my, no, not like that. But more so like, how can I take the ease? How can I make this easier for me, for you? How can I make this easier for us? You know what I mean? If you're in a relationship with somebody, it could be a friend, it could be a family member, it could be your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever. How can I make things easier for life as a whole? And I'm saying all this because I found myself at times depending, if you will, a little bit too much for me. Now, others may say, oh no, you don't ever ask for nothing. You don't ever do it. But I have to ask myself and be real with me. What can I change in my life where I can depend on me a little bit more? And I found where I could. So I made those changes. It's not always an easy pill to swallow. Sometimes people, like, we have to look at, oh, am I, you know, not that, I'll put it to you like this. We have to internally do the work for us to ask ourselves certain questions without having an offense to things, okay? So when you're real with you, you'll start to see like, hey, do I talk to this person a little bit too much about all my issues and never call them and ask them how they're doing? Do I always depend on this person to provide me with monies where I know that I am able to go out and maybe get me a gig to bring in some dollars to help to make things a little bit more easier? You have to think about those things. And it's not that you may even be draining the person. You might not be draining the person. You know, the person might really be like, you're fine. But how can I make things a little bit more easier for the collective? You know what I'm saying? Now, you do have certain people that will use a person to a fucking T. Okay? We know. Listen, I'm sure we all have experienced those type of people. And it don't even just have to be using them for money or using them for sex. It can be energetically using people to make yourself feel better. Because you know, if you call this person, that they're going to help either talk you down from a cliff or take in all of your energetic stuff that you need to get out of you to put somewhere else so you can feel better. Not thinking about how is this going to make the person feel. I'm not saying you can't call and talk to somebody about, you know, what you're going through so you can like figure out a resolution. Like, you know, what do you think about this? I'm not saying that. But you also have to understand that look at the amounts of times that you're doing certain things consistently to someone. And how much energy are you actually taking from the person when you're doing what you're doing? We have to be real with ourselves, because ultimately we should want people to thrive. We should want ourselves to thrive energetically, mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, all of it. Not saying that, again, you can't ask for help when you need it, because I'm a person where I don't like to ask people for help, but I found myself getting more lenient and asking like, hey, can you talk? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I need to talk about this, or, you know, I'm just trying to get some understanding about some things, or, you know what I'm saying? Could you help me with this? I'm trying to do this or whatever. I've done this, but I need a little bit more help. It's okay to do that, because we do have us people who don't like to ask people to help us. But be real with yourself. Are you the person that you're okay with people always asking you, can you talk? Can you be here for me? Can you do this? Can you do that? And you be there as much as you can. And it's still, you know, one of those things where it's like, but now when you see that it's draining you and you're not openly saying like, this is too much for me, or now you're saying it and now the person is like, what you mean is too much? Oh, well, forget it then, you know. Now it becomes an issue. So you have to, like, you have to be real with you. If it's something that's not healthy for you or draining for you, you have to speak up about it, you know. And you also have to be real with yourself and look, how can I be more dependable on me? How can I depend more on me? And again, there's levels to it. So you're going to find different ways how you can be more dependable for yourself. And that is going to give you, basically, you're filling up your cup, right? You're filling up your cup so that what's running over, you'll be able to help others, where people can also depend on you in a healthy way, where it's not draining you, where you're not draining others. And it's a balance. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to talk about that a little bit today. And that's all I have for you. I hope you enjoy this. Share this. Take it in. Allow it to like be all up in you. And use these words of wisdom, honestly, to live your daily life and to evolve. All right? So I just want to tell you all, I love you. I'll talk to you soon.
Peace.